Female Network. I am your host, Fierce Manson, and it's Monday, honey. It is Magical Monday, September 13, 2021, 2 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And those that listen to me know what I am about to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And listen, you know I must push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Yes, at ATL. And my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. I really do appreciate all their hard work. And listen, I know it's Monday. I don't want to stress y'all out, you know what I mean? I know on Mondays, no one likes to do a lot of work, but I do have an assignment for you on today, honey. Listen, take out your dusters, dust off your fingers, you know, get the cobweb from out in between your fingers. I know it's Monday, but listen, I want you to do a little bit of typing on your laptop, desktop, and your mobile devices. I want you to use the keyword, the Fierce Female Network, at facebook.com. When the page comes up, give the page a like, and I would greatly appreciate it. Listen, on today, it is a special day. On today, we're going to do a little spiritual detoxification. Is that okay? I have a really, really special promotion with some great artists. One artist, his name is Shandu. And his song is Love is Strength. And I have another artist. He has a song called I Wear a Smile. And, honey, we're going to do a little detoxification. You know, sometimes you just got to clear the airwaves. You know, you got to clear out, you know, your space. So we're going to do that today. Now, listen, I know a lot of people use sage, S-A-G-E. We ain't using no sage up in here. You know what I mean? Now, listen, people, don't get mad at mama. If you want to use some sage, you can do that. You know, I know it's... Some people like that fragrance. You know what I'm saying? But listen, what we're going to do is a spiritual detoxification, okay? We're going to work on the inside. We're going to clear our hearts. We're going to clear our minds. And it's really good to do that sometimes. So first of all, let's listen to the song, I Wear a Smile. Take a listen. Take a listen. I Wear a Smile. Check it out.
Though it's raining and a pouring, I'm
oh, my Lord, oh, my Lord, I wear a smile. Listen, you all, we're doing a spiritual detox, okay? It's Monday. And I'm going to take you guys through a spiritual detoxification. You know, sometimes it's really good to do a cleanse, of your spirit, your heart, and your mind. And so the cleanse is going to be, you just heard the song, I Wear a Smile, and that song is really great to start the detox. You know, with detoxification, listen, spiritual detoxification is more than just doing a fast. You know, doing a fast is wonderful. It's really great. But we want to do a detox of our space, our personal space. We want to do that. It's always good to do that sometimes because you just never know. Sometimes people come all up in your energy and they, you know, their energy is not right, their spirit ain't right, you know. And so in order to clear out the cobwebs, sometimes people, cobwebs can kind of cling on to you. And so listen, we're going to do a spiritual detox, honey. And so his song, I Wear a Smile, really ushers that in. You know what I mean? Oh, I think I'm just going to make that song part of my music library, you know, because it's a good song to do medication and a spiritual detox. Listen, and so if you guys heard earlier or yesterday, I was asking you guys to do a challenge. It's a challenge, a love challenge, where you're going to walk in love for 3 days. And so now, today we're going to do a spiritual detox. We're just going to do a little bit, of course. We can't get all into the deepness of it. But, honey, on your spiritual detox, it clears your mind, your heart, and your spirit, okay? And what it does is realign your spirit. And sometimes you need someone to guide you through the steps of meditation to help you get back on that path and help to realign you and help to shift you. Sometimes it's very difficult for you to break through that wall of negativity, okay? And some people, you know, they have the negative vibe and the negative energy. So we have to clear out. We have to use a spiritual detox, and we need to bring our minds in. You want to do the breathing. You're going to breathe in, hold it. 1, 2, 3 is a count of 3. 1, 2, 3, hold it for a count of 3, and then exhale. Okay, so do it. Breathe in, hold it. 1, 2, 3, exhale. Do it again. Breathe in. Hold it. 1, 2, 3. Exhale. And when what you're doing, you're going to get your mind focused on the word love. And so the music that you can play in the background is I Wear a Smile. Okay, so you can play that in the background really soft. And this is your spiritual detox. You start your day off with this every morning when you get up, before you brush your teeth, before you wash your face, before you do anything. And it's really great if you have a sun. If you have sun, it's great to let the sun into your home. Okay, let the sunshine into your home. Okay, so I'm going through this really quickly. I want you guys to grab some of this. I want to bless you. I want to bless your spirit. Blessing your spirit is far better than having financial blessing. Financial blessing, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. Financial blessing is good, honey. But, honey, when you have the spiritual blessing with the financial, it is the superpower, you know what I mean? And so I just want to give you a spiritual bomb, a spiritual detox. I want to bless your spirit. Okay, so if you're able to let some sunshine into your home, let the sun into your home. If you don't, if you're not able to let the sun into your home, let some light in. Get some bulbs and have the light on. And so you want to do that. You want to do that. Let the light into your home. Now, listen. When you're doing your spiritual detoxification, if you're doing it for 3 days, if you're doing it for 7 days, you want to clear out your home. You want to clear out. You want to unclutter, okay? So if you have clutter, if you have spaces in your home that's full of a lot of clutter, like closets or drawers, get that out. You got to get it out. Get it out. Get your things organized. Get it organized. Listen. So what this does is it sets the stage for you. It's going to set the stage for you for blessings, okay? So it sets the stage for you for blessings, for miracles, and for a pouring in of God, you know, the Spirit of God into your heart, okay? And you're going to clear out. I want you to have peace. And so what this is going to do is give you peace. It gives you peace. You want to keep your mind focused on love. Sometimes it can be challenging for different individuals because, you know, some people have, you know, a little trouble with their mouth. You know, they have a hard time. You know, they let the words just come out. But you want to try to control that. Try to control that. Okay, so try to control what comes out of your mouth. Try to let only positive things come out of your mouth. This is spiritual detox. If you're just tuning in and listening, I just played the song I Wear a Smile from the artist. His name is spelled E-R-A-W-A. He is phenomenal. know, and so I was listening to the song earlier, and I was like, you know what? We need to do a spiritual detox. We need to do a spiritual detoxification. And I have Love is Strength. I have been playing Love is Strength as well, and it really ushers in, you know, the meditation and to do a spiritual detox. And so I challenge you to do this, honey, because it is going to bless your home. It is going to bless your home. It really is. If you have your own business, if you have a small business, honey, this sets the stage. Listen, I'm going to tell you something, baby. I'm not telling you something that I just started doing yesterday. You know, and I always say this. I have did this for years, years, and years, and years. And so if there's something that's clogging up your resources, if you have a clog, and your I call it a clog, C-L-O-G, okay? So if your drain is clogged up, C-L-O-G, if your financial drain is clogged up, the C-L-O-G, this is a way to help you to unclog, okay? So this is spiritual detoxification. It works, baby. So listen, back to what I was saying. If you have some clutter in your home, you want to make sure to get that cleaned out. If you have spaces in the home where there's things, you want to clean it out. I'm telling you, clean it out as much as you can. Get organized. And then, you know, you're going to start your mornings off with your meditation, breathing in, breathing out, taking 3 breaths, going in and going out, keeping your mind focused on love as you do your meditation. And then you're going to try and manage your mouth. Try to manage your mouth. Only let good things come out of your mouth, okay? And so this is the way you start doing that. I'm going to talk about spiritual detoxification a little bit more as I come back. I have a word from my sponsor. This is SambiFashions.com. I want you to visit her website. It is really phenomenal. She has some great things on her website. And you're going to enjoy her website. She got some great jewelry, great clothing. And so it is just phenomenal. And you're going to love what she has to offer on the website. So I want you guys to take a listen to this.
Sambi Fashions will carry customized, ready-to-wear designer and casual contemporary apparel for the stylish women. Everything a stylish woman will need to be fabulous for any occasion.
Yes. That is Sambi Fashions. Let me spell that for you. SambiFashions.com. Once again, it's SambiFashions.com. Visit the website. She has some great things on the website. I took a look around. The jewelry is really nice. She has plus size, you know, for the curvy woman. If you need a plus size, she has that. She has a lot to offer on the website. If you see something on the website and maybe you have a question, you can certainly give her a call. You can give her a phone call. Her phone number is directly 512-676-9750. Once again, 512-676-9750. All right, and so if you were listening earlier, I was doing a spiritual detoxification, and detoxing blesses your home. It blesses your home with peace, love, and it does usher in financial blessings. It does usher in financial blessings. Let me tell you something, honey. You know, you can do a spiritual detox. Living your life in spirit is not managed by what's going on, you know, in the universe. Even though there's things going on in the universe, a lot of businesses are still struggling financially. But listen, honey, when you do a spiritual detox, it doesn't, you know, pay attention to that. The doors are still open. When you do a detox, honey, it doesn't matter what's going on. Spirit rules over all. Hallelujah. Yes. Spirit rules over all. So listen, honey. Do your detox. If you are praying for something, if you're waiting for God to answer some prayers that you have up before him, honey, do a spiritual detox. Okay, if you are on medication, maybe you're not able to do a fast as far as fasting and not eating. If you can't do that, a spiritual detox is great and it's phenomenal and it really does help and it really does work. Yes, honey. And so if you're needing that, do the spiritual detox. I went through some steps earlier in the broadcast. And you can always take a listen and go over it. So just go ahead and go to iHeartRadio.com, follow the Fierce Female Network, click follow, and get those instructions. And I'll go through it again on the broadcast. But right now I do need to play a song for you. This is Love is Strength. Love is Strength by Shandu. Take a listen. Love is Strength.
Thanks for the love.
All right. That is Love is Strength, Love is Strength, Love is Strength by Shandu. You know, I really hope you guys can really catch on to what that song is really about. Love is strength, honey. Love is strength. He's taking you on a higher walk and a greater walk. Yeah. You know, don't stay walking in the normal. You can walk in a higher walk and a greater walk. Yes, honey. If you are ready to walk in a better walk, a greater walk, honey, love is strength. Love is the key. You know what I'm saying? Love is the key. I have another song that's coming up right now. It's called Every Time, Every Time. And it's by the artist. And I want you to take a look at his website. Let me spell it out for y'all because his website is the bomb. Okay, so it's ERAWAMG.com, the artist. He's got different names. Let me spell it again on the website. It's ERAWAMG.com. Okay, once again, ERAWAMG.com. His song is Every Time. And so I want you to listen to this song. It's called Every Time. And then we're going to do a little bit more spiritual detoxification when I come back.
You do it to me. You do it to me. You do it, girl. Tell you what I think about you, baby, is the best. Gotta have you, baby, never nothing less. You're all that I need, yeah. Let me tell you what I think about you, baby, you're the one. Nobody can shine like you under the sun. You're all that I need, yeah.
But his voice is just so amazing, so amazing. And that song is just wonderful. The artist's name is E-R-A-W-A, Irahwa, okay? Irahwa. Y'all got that? And I want you all to visit his website. It's really nice. It is E-R-A-W-A-M-G.com. Yeah, the artist. And that song, again, was Every Time. Listen, y'all. See, on that song, Every Time, let me tell y'all something. Let mama tell y'all something. You ever met somebody, if you haven't had the privilege or the pleasure to meet somebody in your life, that every time you see them, they just do it for you. Every time, honey, it is an experience beyond words. Honey, it is just an amazing feeling. It's an amazing thing to experience. And listen, I know y'all met somebody like that, honey. So that's what he's singing about. You know, that person does it for you every single time. You know, but it can be 10 years down the road. It could be 10 years down the road, and you see that person, and they still do it for you every time. That doesn't mean that you got some kind of physical thing going on. It doesn't really mean that. You know what I'm saying? It's a hard thing. It's a hard thing. When you truly, honey, when you truly love somebody, it's not fleshly. You know, it's pure. When you really have a pure love for somebody, you know what I mean? It takes you to a whole nother level. You know what I mean? It have you just like zooming, you know, all over the place because it's just so beautiful and so wonderful. It's a pure love. It's a sweet love. It's an innocent kind of love. I know, you know, grown folks love, you know, the romantic love. Yes, 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 yes. It's all of that, too. It's all of that, too, because love comes on different levels, baby. Now, this is not a segment about love, so I was talking about spiritual detox, but that song is the bomb, okay? Every time. You know, somebody can do it for you every time. All you got to do is look in your eyes, honey, and they just do it for you, okay? It just light up your day when they just look at you in your eyes, honey. Now, listen. I'm out of time, sugar dumplings. I'm out of time. But, honey, just to wrap up this episode, spiritual detox, I want y'all to do that, okay? I want you all to do a spiritual detox. If you're needing something, if you have a prayer that you need answered, if you're needing a financial blessing, you know, do a spiritual detox to open that door. It helps to usher in the blessing, okay? So, you know, you have to do something to usher in the blessing. So when you start your day in meditation, you know, and don't let anything get you thrown off track. You know, different things come at you, get thrown at you, but don't let anything sidetrack. And if you do, you know, because sometimes some things will try to throw you off, you know, get right back on that track. Get right back on it and get right back in that stream of love, honey. Let that energy flow, the love energy, honey. And it's true. It really does help, honey. It really does help. When you love on people, it make a difference in your life, honey. It really does make a difference. I'm out of time. We're going to talk some more about spiritual detox, honey, because guess what? I want y'all to be blessed, honey. I want you to be blessed. Now, listen, I'm out of time. I got to get on up out of here. Y'all have a great day.
You motivated. You motivated. Winning.